This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And now for something completely different.
Okay.
Little do you know that we are about to start a six-part series.
We, you, me.
You, me, okay. Antoinette, oh. KUAF, okay. Ozarks at Large. We're about to start a six-part series about other museums in Northwest Arkansas as they relate to the opening of Crystal Bridges.
Opening of Crystal Bridges is on the 11th of November.
Yes.
So they tell us.
Yes.
And I think having committed to 11-11-11, it will really happen. But today we're going to talk about two of the major players already on the museum front in Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Sunday we're going to talk about how some local museums are going to be part of the opening of Crystal Bridges.
Okay.
And next week we're going to talk about the wealth of museums we have in Northwest Arkansas. The two that we focused on this week, you know, in this massive stories about mm-hmm. Crystal Bridges, are the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale mm-hmm. and Rogers Historical Museum. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, together they bring in something like 26,000 visitors a year.
I can believe that. Mm-hmm.
You know, which may not sound like much when you're talking about 250,000, but it's quite a lot here now. Plus, the numbers go up to like 100,000 when you talk about podcasts and discovery boxes and off-site
outreach.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's just fascinating. I don't know if you know this, but the Shiloh Museum started with one person's collection, which gives it a really interesting tie to Crystal Bridges.
And if you've ever been inside Shiloh, you do know that because they have the display of some of his artifacts.
Guy Howard, who was a judge in Springdale, and apparently he needed money, and the city bought his collections, which included
arrowheads
and all sorts of more archaeological stuff. So that was the birth of the Shiloh Museum. And I remember, and I know Kyle does too, the day when they locked the door on the old library building, which was its first home mm-hmm. to start construction of the new building. And now they have all these other buildings on the ground.
It's so a campus.
You might have folks doing stuff in the log cabin and in the general store, and they're working on a new living history program in the barn. And it's just fascinating. And the Rogers Historical Museum was also born as a city museum, even though it's grown some from that focus, just like Shiloh has. But Gabe Land, who's the director of the Rogers Museum, says that the difference is that Rogers is very focused on exhibits mm-hmm. and that Shiloh is very focused on programs.
Right.
And so it works out well that the two have done all these things.
It's a great coexistence.
It's a great coexistence. And both Alan Lord and Gabe Land are excited about how that coexistence is going to encompass Crystal Bridges. So if you've never been, Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale is now showing Working Dawn to Dark, mm-hmm. Incarnation, and Settling the Ozarks, and is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. And the Rogers Historical Museum is currently showing What's Cookin', 2 Centuries of American Foodways, Rogers' Autobiography, and Automotive History of Rogers.
Which is a really impressive.
The coolest.
The entryway that looks like an old auto store. Or
coolest
auto,
ever. Yeah. And Buried Dreams, Coin Harvey, and Montanay, which fascinates people always, and Building Rogers. And they're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and both are free. And don't forget, this weekend, 7 o'clock Saturday at the UARC Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, Arts Life Theater's ALTI Awards.
Antoinette and I will be presenting an award for
Best Female
in a musical ensemble.
Yes, musical ensemble. Mm-hmm.
So go see some of your favorite people there and support these kids. And for $15, you get dinner. 521-4932.
Okay. Becca Bacon-Martin
is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.